Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Midnight Meditation with Charlena. It is the 14th of March, 2015. We made it through Friday the 13th. And now we're starting Pi Day, a day of constants. And I'm going to use that to mean a day of continued living, a day of continued refreshment, a day of continued and life. I said that already, but springing forward, as it were, as we finish the week of springing forward with daylight saving time. Sit down on your mat or in your chair, wherever you want to be, or on a bed, and I'm going to take you through our usual inhalation and exhalation. And I'm going to start you off with three full counts of 8, 4, and 4. Inhale, hold, and exhale. Get ready. Now that you are ready, I want you to, and of course you're lying down in an open position, nothing is crossed. I want you to inhale deeply on a count of 8, and I will start you off with 1,000. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, 1,006, 1,008. And hold for 4 counts. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. And exhale. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. And inhale, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, 1,006, 1,007, and hold, 1,001. 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, and exhale, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. And as you continue to breathe in and out, whether you decide to hold your breath in the middle or not, I will tell you what we are going to do. This time I've taken two of our free meditations from other people's writing. My first meditation is based on the word love. It's from the February magazine, Science of Mind, and it's for the February 6th date, 2015. what I'd like to do is read from that day and then lead you in a meditation about love. Love leads the way. Love many things, but therein lies the true strength. And whosoever loves much, performs much. And what is done in love is done well. That's by Vincent van Gogh. A thought of love is always healing. Science of Mind, page 233. In our affirmation, I am the love of God. Love guides me in my highest and best. I radiate love. I am healing power of love. Love leads the way. In this type of love, we are recognizing that love is much more than sentimentality. Nothing wrong with loving your spouse, your significant other, your puppy, or your loved one. Just that there's so much more than just those. Love never fails. Love is not conditional. Love does not deny that bad things happen. We allow everything to happen. We do not shun it or shove it out because we are infused in love. What we must do first to truly experience life is to love ourselves. Love ourselves first. In that loving, we must do that unconditionally to truly experience life for ourselves, to trust ourselves, to learn about ourselves, to have enough faith surrender to the power and the presence that is the love of our lives. No matter what we've done or not done, what we've said or not said, we love ourselves always. As long as we come from that space, allowing love to lead us, to lead the way. We know we can go on. So anytime there is something you're not sure of what to do, ask yourself the question, what would love? So I say our affirmation again. And as I say it, really experience it within your life. Repeat after me if you so desire. I am the love of God. Love guides me to my highest and best. Radiate love. I am the healing power of love. The way. I am the love of God. I am love. Wow. I radiate love. I radiate love my way. Love guides my way. Heals me. Love heals me. I am infused with love. I am infused with love. I am the love of God. Our next meditation. I will guide you in a meditation of silence. And I just want you to experience meditation of feeling a release. Think of all of the stresses that may have happened to you over the course of the last week. And I want you to truly experience them. Enumerate them, as it were, over the course of the last week. And then let them go. Thing that happened to you on Monday that you'd like to let go. Now think of everything on Tuesday that you would like to let go. Truly experience. Everything that happens on Wednesday, now Thursday, take it all in. All of judgment. Friday. Remember those things that stressed you out. I invite you now to screw up your face as tightly as possible as you inhale, and to bring your shoulders up to your ears, tighten your stomach muscles, and hug your body tight, close. And let it all out. And if you are sitting, allow your head just in your legs. If you're lying down, just allow your arms to flop at your side. And to allow yourself to shudder just a little. And breathe deeply again. and let it out. Breathe deeply once more. And release. And now our third meditation. It's taken from a song that my spiritual center will be singing this Sunday. What we're going to do is as a Gregorian chant. The song is Proud by Heather Small. I look into the window of my mind, reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary, I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now, and you can do the same. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? You could be so many things. If you make that break for freedom, what have you done today? What have you done today to make you feel proud? Still so many answers I don't know how. Realize to question is how we grow. So you step out of the ordinary. You can feel your soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now, and you can do the same. Never too late to try. You could be so many people if you make that break for freedom. We need a change. Do it today. I can feel my spirit rising. We need a change, so do it today. 'Cause I can see a clear horizon. I look into the window of my mind, reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary, I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, love me now, and you, and you can do the same. Until next time, good morning.